Are you pumped? Are you pumped?
A save?
Don't ask tomato that. Tomato.
Are you pumped?
A save?
Don't ask tomato that. Tomato.
Are you pumped?
A save?
Basketball.
Are you pumped?
A save?
Wow. Who the hell did that?
Wow. All right, let's start.
I want to pump.
Can we all agree that that's probably the worst fight song ever of all time? Like, if you had to rank all of the fight songs, that would be dead last. And no,
it sounded like a college football band.
Yeah, there probably was. And the song made the band sound really bad. Now, Franchise, no, it is not Baylor's fight song.
No, that is not Baylor's fight song because that sucked.
Yeah. And that's not the official theme song of Texas, McLean. Okay?
Okay.
And Canada, that isn't your national anthem. I mean, all those things are equally bad, but...
What? You don't like this? I mean, you don't like the Baylor Bear fight song? That's kind of... I mean, come on.
That is the most unrecognizable fight song ever, right? Come on. Like, here's generic fight song. Baylor. Baylor fight song. All right, welcome, everyone. You're listening to the TPS NBA / TPS NFL update. I'm E-Diddy999. Tomato's here.
Mm-hmm.
Water polo drama.
He's got something in his mouth.
Yeah. We don't want to know what that is. Canada's here. Franchise is here, and John _ McLean, and let's just get into it. The disappointing loss that Michigan had to Ohio State. I mean, this was a shock the world situation for Ohio State. Nobody had them winning this game. I mean, nobody that cares about college football. Nobody that follows the sport, nobody that's intellectual when it comes to talent and quality had Ohio State winning this game. And just like in 1980, miracle on ice, it's miracle on turf. And somehow Ohio State beat Michigan. Now, I know I was shocked, and I can assume the same about you guys. I mean, McLean, when you saw the score, you were probably speechless.
I was unbelievably shocked that it was so close.
Like, you had Michigan in a blowout, right? Just like
no,
I did.
I had Ohio State blowing out.
What do you mean?
Because that's what they always do.
No, whoa. I don't know if you saw the score of last year's game. Have you seen that score?
Oh, you mean when they barely beat one of the worst Ohio teams ever?
Have you ever seen the all-time record for the game? Michigan owns Ohio State. So, I mean, obviously you're not using the facts.
10 years.
What? Oh, come on. Years. Sample size.
Stop living in the past.
Sample size. Really? You're going to take a 10-year sample over a lifetime of winning? Come on.
Stop.
Canada. Well,
10 more years and that'll change. Score will be reversed.
Canada. I know you were shocked. I know you're a big-time Michigan fan. You know, how did you feel after you saw Michigan got shocked by Ohio State?
You're talking to the wrong person.
Okay, franchise. All right, franchise. I'm gonna let you troll. Go ahead and troll.
I think you're watching down the street by yourself in your underwear.
Well, even the pollsters didn't count this as a victory or a loss for Michigan because they didn't even change in the polls. I mean, nothing happened. It's like they didn't play.
That's what it was. I mean, they're not bowl eligible. They're not eligible to be ranked. I mean, why would they change?
So you agree then that this isn't a real loss?
I agree that Michigan got it handed to them on a silver platter. I agree that Michigan played a team that really didn't matter, so the loss doesn't matter. But it's still a loss.
But not really.
You can't count the loss if you can't count the win for the other team. So it's a stalemate.
Nobody wins.
Nobody wins.
Okay. What else happened? Anything else happened? I mean, my Fighting Irish are going to be in the national championship now. We went undefeated, like I always knew we would. Manti Magic. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish are going to win it all. Everyone counted them out, irrelevant. But as you know, this is my backyard, and I've been saying all season long, Notre Dame is legit.
No, you said Michigan was legit, and they were going to beat the snot out of Notre Dame. I distinctly remember you calling that.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. Come on, stop.
Uh-oh, we have the E. Diddy Mind erased now.
Stop. Are you kidding me? I've been a big time Notre Dame fan for years.
Come on. Come on. Stop it.
But you have them winning against, it doesn't matter, right? Against Georgia, against Alabama, Notre Dame has this in the back.
I think it's going to be Notre Dame and Georgia.
And you got Notre Dame by 2 touchdowns, at least?
I got Notre Dame by 10 points.
Now, McClain, you're a big SEC homer.
I hate the SEC.
I mean, you've pretty much been on their bandwagon since day one. Oh, they're legit. They're legit. Oh, they should just play each other for the national championship. But that's not going to happen this year. You're not going to get your wish. Notre Dame is going to expose the SEC.
No, that game doesn't even matter.
What do you mean?
Whoever wins the SEC championship wins the national championship.
But that's not true. Especially this year, because
they play Oklahoma.
Actually, who beat Oklahoma? Yeah, who beat Oklahoma? Notre Dame.
Who didn't?
Wow. Unbelievable. So actually, get your bets in now. Bet on Notre Dame. They're going to take it all. They're back to a national powerhouse. I mean, I have them ranked number one next year.
See, their quarterback should be in the Heisman running.
Golson or Tommy Reese?
Reese. I'm just kidding. Whoever that dude is, I don't know his fucking name.
He should be the Heisman, though. The Heisman.
The third Robinson.
No. He's done.
He's going to be NFL Europe. And they just 5 years ago. He's going to be there. He's going to be their MVP next year.
Nobody at Michigan even likes Denard anymore. It's all about Devin Gardner now, okay? He's the big man on campus now.
Why are they still tanning for him to be on the field? Who wants to watch him? He sucks.
Who?
Deterred Robinson.
Oh, no, he's a weapon, though. Like, this like is the...
No, he stopped. He's like a bad Cordell Stewart.
He's a weapon.
Come on, he's a bad Cordell Stewart.
Like, if you were playing for keeps, he would be a deadly weapon.
If I was playing for keeps, I would trade him. I would trade him if you put him on my team. He wouldn't be on my team a day. He wouldn't be on my team an hour. He wouldn't be on my team 5 minutes. I'd be like, I'll take anything. I might cut him.
Nope. Here, bye. It's just getting worse and worse for Denard.
Yeah, just get out of here.
All right, enough college football. Enough. Let's get into the NBA. Okay, let's get into the NBA update. Let's get into what's been happening with the TBS NBA. And like Ohio State shocking Michigan.
Well, hold on, real quick.
What?
We need to mention who won the Grey Cup.
Oh yeah. Should we? Okay, go ahead. Wait.
No, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Won the Grey Cup.
Toronto Argonauts.
Who did they play?
They played the Calgary Stampeders.
Oh, gosh. Really?
The first team that the owner owns. But the second team beat the first team.
It was exciting.
It was exciting.
What was the score?
I think Justin Bieber opened it.
He opened it? Like, coin flip?
I think it was halftime.
Oh, he did.
Oh, okay. It was a halftime show.
Oh, he did the halftime. We're like, where would I have watched this?
I don't know. I fell asleep though through the halftime show. Oh, you would watch this any Canadian network, right? CTV, maybe Global, Sportsnet,
ESPN3, maybe.
No.
Oh gosh, if it's not on ESPN3, I'm not watching it.
It might have been on the NFL Network.
Oh gosh. Even worse.
Maybe the NBC Sports Plus.
Well, congratulations to
Argonauts,
the Stanford Argonauts. What province were they from?
Toronto
Argonauts. Ontario Argonauts. Congratulations. You did it. You won the Grey Cup. That's the saddest championship in all of sports. Am I right?
One out of 8 teams, D. Diddy. That's a hurdle.
I mean, I think arena football is a pretty sad championship, but I think CFL is worse. Because there's a legacy there. And they think it's good. Like, how many years is this for the Grey Cup?
100.
See?
100 years.
Yeah, that's not good.
Playing football in rainy, foggy, snowy weather.
100 more years. Am I right?
You're so wrong.
That's right.
You're so wrong. Okay, now to the TBS NBA.
The Argonauts are just keeping it warm for the Blue Bombers.
For next year.
Next year.
Because there's always next year. Okay, McLean, you escaped with a victory. Like, I'm letting the league know right now that the Brown Bombers are not 4-0 good. They are not 4-0 good. McLean didn't. McLean did not win this game. Okay,
I had the entire game.
You did not win this matchup. Okay, there was a few.
I'm checking the score. I did win.
You did not win. There was a few missteps that I made in the first day of this matchup that cost me the entire thing, and you can't take credit for that. I see that you put scoreboard in the Smack Talk. Really? Really?
All I know is it's in the W column, and you got one in the L column.
581 to 570, you won by 11 points. You escaped with victory here.
Well, I didn't escape with victory. You choked. Clutch time, you didn't perform.
Your team,
which I knew you were going to do, because you're a choker,
is really bad. No, seriously, McLean's team is really, really bad.
This was just a shame.
What does that make your team?
All around.
Wait a minute, I got a 0 from Nick Young.
Well, you had a good performance out of him.
Oh my gosh! Wow. Okay. Wow. Really, a 0? Unbelievable.
Yeah, you lucked out.
He was the man last week, and now he's Nick Young.
Never the man.
He was the man, and now he's just Nick Young. So just. Don't put too much into it when you play the Brown Bombers, because they're not good. The best team did not win last week. I'm pretty sure.
I think the The problem you ran into, Aditi, was that you ran out of matchup acquisitions.
Well, I wasted, Steven Jackson got hurt on the first day. And,
yeah, true.
And I picked him up that day, and I had to drop him again that same day.
And Kyle Korver didn't do shit for you.
Yeah.
He got you 1 point.
Yeah.
Like,
if Steven Jackson...
any good owner would know.
Steven Jackson maybe, just playing to his average, and I win going away.
No.
Going away.
His average is like 7 points.
Yeah, see? Going away. It wouldn't even be close.
4 points there.
So...
to the level of my competition. That's what I do.
All right, Tomato.
I didn't even use up all my acquisitions. If I thought you were a threat, I would have.
Oh, stop.
I didn't need to.
Stop. I see what you tried to do there at the last day, too. Putting in Tayshaun Prince.
Yeah, what a bum. Last time I used a terrible piston. Now I see why you dropped all your pistons.
So bad. They're so bad this year. They're really bad. All right, Tomato, what'd you do? You were playing I'm Not a Racist. You were 2-1. Now you're 3-1. Kind of a blowout.
And at this point, I am number one in points for. I am number one in free throws made. I'm number one in field goals made. I'm number one in points. You know, I am very efficient. I'm not number one in field goal attempts, which is a very important number. Yes, or wins, because I actually played real team so far, and I haven't had the easy schedule the Brown Bombers have.
Oh, yeah.
like, you guys had the third and fourth lowest scores that week. Like, you didn't even... you're talking about stepping up to the plate, and it's just like... It's like watching the Pirates play the Marlins.
Is anybody even listening to you?
Franchise?
I don't care if I've only got one win. I don't care. My team is injured.
Wait, you won?
He beat the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, that's a free win.
By 27 points. By only 27 points.
So this is just more proof that you have a bad team, right, Franchise?
Yep. Bad team. I'll admit it.
Like,
I'm not going to sit around and be like, oh, well. It's that and the other. I got a tough schedule.
No excuses.
All right.
No excuses from Franchise. Is that what I'm hearing?
No excuses.
You're taking responsibility for having a bad team.
My team is a bad team. And they're injured.
Not a good mix.
No, not a good mix.
But you did get your first win, so you got that going for you.
I'm gonna get my ass handed to me this week. I'm playing the Bombers.
Are you playing the Ball Riders?
You gotta start somewhere.
Are you playing the Brown Bombers? Don't worry about the Brown Bombers. I almost beat them with my worst team ever.
Yeah, and I had a bad week.
You had your normal week. What do you mean bad week?
I had a terrible week.
Yeah, that's what you have mostly. You have the easiest schedule out of all the owners. You can't take credit for these wins.
It's about time. This is karma for the TPS NFL.
We'll get into that later. Alright, another matchup. Drago taking on Hell in a Handbaskets. Hell in a Handbaskets gets his first win. Way to shut Drago up. Team PlayStationAddiction.com. 615-647. Not going to get into any of that. And then Bourne. Getting his second win, 702, second highest score of the week, to 583 over basketball reasons. Basketball reasons continuing his inefficient player acquisitions, just not really understanding fantasy basketball. I get it. I mean, you're trying hard, but my recommendation to you is follow the Ball Riders, because Ball Riders are 3-1. I mean, look at the scoreboard. Look at the stats. If there's one or two teams that know what they're doing, it's the teams that have more wins than losses. Okay? So that's just a friendly tip for
I'm reading the Smackboard, and it looks like he didn't try.
He didn't try?
He decided not to try.
What?
Tomato, he wasn't talking about go get a tip.
I was claiming that basketball reasons was trying to not try there.
Wait, it does say, yeah, I don't want to try. That's it.
That's a
oh, that is true. I mean, he did say that. So,
well, you automatically put yourself on the bubble, didn't you?
Kind of did.
Wow.
But oh. He didn't say he didn't try. He said he didn't want to try.
He didn't. Yeah, that's right. And then, well, he's given pro tips to Bourne about Marcus Thornton.
Ooh, no tips on the court.
Yeah, no tips on the court, Ron Bro. Let him find out on his own. All right? That's a tip, but not on the court. was that the last matchup for this week? Did we go through them all?
That was it for this week.
All right, yeah. It's pretty cool. Or last week. This week, I'm taking on, the Ball Riders are taking on I'm Not a Racist. Slow start for the Ball Riders, but, you know, we don't really get going. We need some momentum. And I'm pretty sure by the end of the week, this thing is not even going to be close. Because the Ball Riders are 3-1. And if you look at the good teams in this league, they're the teams that win more than they lose. So I think this is going to be a trend for the Ball Riders this year.
What's Nick Young doing?
What? What's that?
What's Nick Young doing? Is he back to his norm?
He's going to be an elite player this week. Just watch out. Nick Young will be your worst nightmare.
He's going to get owned up by Darren Austin, terrible defensive player.
Wow. Let's see. Milwaukee Handbaskets, 0-4, is beating Helena Handbaskets right now, 59-102. But no worries here. Bucks don't set their lineup, so I'm sure that it'll come to bite him in the end. Now here's an interesting matchup. Lionel Hampton 2-2 taking on the Baked Tomatoes, and Tomatoes already has 213 points, so I can just assume that you have a lot of games played, not good players. Is that what's going on?
Let me check this. No, I've got some good players. Like Varjao in two games has netted me 35 points each game.
See, now this is where I agree with Bourne, where the scoring kind of skews. Like Varjao is not a good player, but he's getting minutes.
He's good though.
But he's not.
He's a great player. He's getting upwards of 20 rebounds a game.
But he's not a good player. He just plays in a bad conference.
14 points, 15 rebounds.
Oh, he would not do that in the Western Conference. If he was in the
Memphis.
Huh?
He got 22 rebounds against Memphis.
Well, what happened? Their whole front line must have been injured or something. There's no way that they can allow that kind of reboundage on their watch.
The only team that shut him down is Dallas.
He had 35 rebounds? Oh, no, that's 35 points. How does Anderson Varejao score 35 points in an NBA game? That should be impossible.
He's an all-star.
That should still be impossible. Player. I understand the rebounds because somebody has to get those rebounds, so it might as well be the tallest guy in the court. I get it. But 35 points? No, that should never happen. So actually,
in a way, field goal percentage would only make him better.
Oh gosh! See, this is the one situation in which I agree with Bourne about the scoring. Everything else,
if
I just
both wrong.
Okay, go ahead, Tomato. Continue talking.
If you look at my team, I think about 50% of my players are either a center or a power forward. So, I think I found what works with this scoring system, and that's big men. You gotta play your big boys.
All right, Brown Bombers versus Team Franchise. 4-0 Brown Bombers. Fluke and 0, actually, I should say. Fluke and 0 Brown Bombers versus 1-3 Franchise.
Play a team.
A self-admitted bad team. But Franchise, I think if you do some things, you make some moves, maybe some trades, you might be able to beat the Brown Bombers because, as I've proven already, last week, they're not that good.
I don't know what to do anymore.
How did you prove that? By getting beat down?
You did not beat me down. I beat myself.
Scoreboard.
All right, and last matchup is Basketball Reasons taking on PSAddiction.com. Coin flip game, both 2-2. Both bad at fantasy basketball.
Basketball Reasons. I see Basketball Reasons lying down and losing this one.
Is he trying, though? Did anybody ask him in the smackboard if he's trying? Or if he wants to try? Maybe somebody should. Tomato, how about you do that? And maybe we can find out. All right, find out what's going on next week.
So, he only has one matchback position so far, so, I mean, he is proving that he does not care about this victory.
Maybe he just assumes that he'll fluke himself into the playoffs and then bring it on when it matters. Like, maybe he's just coasting right now. Like, it's a regular season. Who cares if you win or lose? It's just about making the playoffs and then winning the whole thing.
That's a much harder task in the TPS NBA because you don't have over 50% of the league going into the playoffs.
Right. We only have four teams.
It's four teams in the playoffs this year. There's no first week bye bullshit.
It's a really long season.
Yeah.
19 games.
You just get straight down to business.
Getting to business. That's what I like to hear. All right, now for basketball stuff, just regular NBA stuff. I'm assuming that everyone watched the Bobcats game last night against the Oklahoma City Thunder, where I tune in with like 8 minutes to go in the third quarter and the Bobcats have 25 points. 25 points. And haven't the Bobcats beaten some legit teams this year?
They're 7-6.
Yeah.
They're in the playoffs in the East.
Right. Like they've actually won games against NBA talent. So I'm not sure what happened. Because I didn't watch the first half. But I don't know if Oklahoma City was just hitting everything and the Bobcats lost all their confidence, or the Thunder were like, we're playing this like it's the playoffs. And we're going to show the Bobcats what real basketball is like. But I can kind of relate to this because that's what I've been doing all season. If you look at my record, I'm 3-1. I'm beating teams down, kind of taking their will away from them. So I was connecting with the Thunder because, you know, the Thunder, they're not perfect. They've lost a few games, but they dominate teams just like the Ball Riders do. I'm sure none of you understand that at all.
You've only been beating teams down because the teams you've been playing against have been laying down.
Like,
you have the league's lowest points against.
Like the Bobcats.
Yeah, I laid down. You still didn't beat them.
Wow. Unbelievable. What about, what's going on with the Mavericks? Any updates? Is Jeff Carlisle pulling tricks on his fans again?
Yes. Uncle Ricky is mixing it up. Today, Dojo got his first start of his career.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And Jay Crowder was starting at power forward.
But that's not going to last much longer. I mean, Jay Crowder is going to be, you know, injured reserve, but not really injured soon, right? Because Dirk's coming back. And Dirk needs his minutes. You got to feed the beast.
Jay Crowder's not a power forward.
Well, what is he?
He's a small forward.
No, stop. Stop.
He's like 6'6".
Yeah, but come on. He ain't doing nothing out there.
He's been deadly.
He's useless at the small forward position. Useless.
No.
If he can't play power forward, he can't play in the NBA. Let's be honest.
He's been hitting all his threes.
How many three?
I don't know. I lost count.
All two of them? All three?
A bunch.
Wow. All right. So nobody like that. The Mavs are not that good, though. I mean, last I saw that they were like hovering around 500. They were in Bobcat territory. And actually, they got beaten by the Bobcats.
They did lose for the first time ever to the Bobcats. but Dirk's going to come back. Everything will be good. They lost today again to the 76ers.
Oh, the 76ers that the Pistons blew out for their first win?
Yes, that one. 76ers are good, though. They're 9-6.
Wow, that's not that good. That's an East good. You know that.
Kwame Brown is playing well. And Jason Richardson.
Hitting threes.
Who they traded Iguodala for.
Dummies.
Iguodala and gave away Elton Brand.
So dumb.
And the Lewis Williams or whatever.
They're just satisfying with being East good. They're like, we're not going to challenge for championships, so let's just be East good.
Once they get back, Bynum, next year sometime, if he decides to resign, then they'll be legit.
All right, no more basketball. Let's get into football. Start with you, Tomater.
What?
Let's start with you. Football. Okay. You were taking right. on week 12. You were taking on the TPS NFL Bums, the worst 9-3 team that this league has ever seen. Absolutely atrocious. And I can't believe that you people are so bad at fantasy football that you're going to let a team like this be 9-3. But whatever, okay. I can't manage all the teams, but mismanaged tomatoes. You didn't make it any better by losing 72-67.
With 44 points on my bench.
Oh, wow. I didn't even see that. Wow.
A 14-point performance out of Reggie Bush. A 19-point performance out of Russell Wilson, which I know you can't play two quarterbacks, so that's not a big deal. But 10 points out of Andre Roberts. I did make the good call in starting the Panthers over the Packers. Otherwise, I would have gotten one on even more. But it was a bad week for me. And I got injured this week too in a lot of key areas with my two who I was looking to be my rocks for this next week, Matt Forte and Denario Alexander, both went down. So Denario this next Alexander week I'm a rock.
Yeah, what kind of mountain are you building where your rock is Denario Alexander?
Hey, he's been putting up some solid numbers since he's been back. Like he's been more solid than James Jones. James Jones putting up a donut in that terrible performance that the Green Bay Packers called a football game. It's embarrassing. I am embarrassed that James Jones did that. He is embarrassing.
But he is James Jones though, so you should have known.
Yes, I should have known, and yes, you guys told me multiple times before that I should be aware, and I should have been aware, but I
not would. His fault. He doesn't have a good quarterback, Brett Favre.
Whoa. You mean the best quarterback in the NFL, right?
Who?
A-Rod.
The guy who only put up 10 against the Giants.
Whoa. No spoilers.
Mustache cowboy Aaron Rodgers.
Well, fine. Let's get into
frequently
it.
Frequently cited as one of the most homosexual quarterbacks in the league.
Oh, really? Like, where did you read this?
Just look at him.
Just look at him. Wow, really?
That's not.
How's Tomato going to say, just look at him?
Oh yeah!
Look at you.
Vader knows how to spot them.
Actually, that's true. He does know how to spot them.
But it was just a depressing week all around. I got the Brownies this week, or Riders this week. But my main focus right now is fantasy basketball.
So you're already counting yourself out. You still have a chance for the playoffs. You know that, right?
I still have a chance for the playoffs if you don't score, like...
If I don't drop a hundy?
Yeah, if you don't drop a hundo.
Because like, you know, if there's a team capable of dropping a hundy, it's the Rough Riders.
It's the Rough Riders.
No, it isn't.
Like,
I'm saying, I haven't seen them drop one in about 3-4 weeks.
I mean,
they're lined up. Arian Foster is running against Tennessee this week. The Aaron Rodgers is playing Minnesota. Like that, we'll see how that turns out. Calvin Johnson's playing Indiana. He's going to have a big game. You know, there's strong potential in there. Maybe Jonathan Dwyer will have some negative points again, but we'll see about that. It's just there's big upside in a lot of the Rough Riders players, and there's zero upside in all of my players.
If Rough like, Riders are scary good.
Like, true. I may be finishing behind the Tepus Bros, a team who has not logged in once this season, but I can still take solace in the fact that I'm probably going to, the situations depend. There's a few scenarios for me here, and we can tweak all day long. It's kind of a toss up if I'm going to be in or not. And we're gonna have to wait and see. It's not in my hands. That's the sad thing. But I'll take it.
All right.
You sure will take it. Any way you can get it.
Let's see. Let's Brownies versus Franchise. Team Franchise. Brownies get exposed again for the 7th time this season. Franchise 104-83. What did you do to win?
What don't I do to win? Come on, all I do is win. We'll save this for later. We'll save it for when we get to the power rankings.
Okay, McLean. Well, what about you, McLean? Your team is bad, right? I mean, you have 7 losses this year.
No, he was decimated by injuries this game.
I got exposed.
He got exposed.
Miles Austin got injured and he didn't get any of those 440 yards from Tony Romo.
Who did?
Touchdown.
Who did get those yards?
Dez Bryant.
Oh, that's right. Dez Bryant.
He got all of them.
I
couldn't play Curly because he was a game time decision.
It wouldn't
have on Thanksgiving, so I couldn't set my lineup that day.
It wouldn't have mattered, though. So
it wouldn't have mattered, but I would have played him. Just in case you were wondering, like, why is Kendall Wright in there?
Nah, I wasn't wondering that, actually. I expected, like, oh, yeah, that's
something. Well, I know you don't, because you're bad. You don't know that Kendall Wright sucks.
Well,
you would be like, Kendall Wright, that's a great play. But for the people who know, I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
I wanted Curly.
But you couldn't.
I couldn't.
Okay, all right. Next matchup, Chuck Norris versus PSAddiction.com. PSAddiction goes to 10-2 with an 89-82 win. Looking at the quick box score, blah, blah, blah. Fumble machine, -2. Texans defense does not play Texan defense.
He should not have won that game.
No?
No.
It was a 7 points. I mean, I don't know of much different that Chuck Norris could have done. Kind of played the best team he had.
23 from the 49ers. That's a lucky win.
Oh, that's true. I guess it was. I didn't think about that. PS Addiction got lucky.
Wait, what was lucky?
49ers D against New Orleans. 23 points.
That's not lucky.
No, that's pretty lucky.
One of the top defenses.
That's really lucky, though. I mean, I'm looking at 49ers right now. 5 points, 6 points, 4 points, 2 points, -1 point. I mean, that's lucky, getting 23.
I'm surprised Team Chuck Norris benched Dwayne Bowe, which was a good move, but not a lot of people do that. That's his top receiver.
That's his top receiver? That's not good. Because I'm
surprised that Team Bowser started Rashard Mendenhall, the noted fumble machine.
Yeah, how is it that three people started Pittsburgh running back.
Somebody
they're
had to
all
get,
equally dumb.
Somebody had to get lucky. No, no, no. Dwyer has been named the starter.
They all got negative points. All three of them. And there was a fourth one who nobody got.
I'm trying to figure out how Bowser won with a negative two at running back, 5 points at running back, a zero from Vernon Davis, who did play.
Well, the thing is Tom Brady can't play the Jets every week.
That's true.
So, and the 49ers, they got lucky. I mean, like I said before, 5 points, 6 points, four points, 2 points.
What I said then, that he should have won this game.
Yeah, I mean, no, he is a fraud just like the bums. They're both frauds. If they're probably going to lose in the first round of the playoffs. They're going to get a good seed, but the good teams are going to expose them in the first round. That's a guarantee.
But Team Bowser currently is scheduled to play the T-Piss Bros first round.
See? Easy expos.
Uh-oh.
Bros are going to expose them.
Speaking of bros exposing, let's talk about your matchup real quick, Diddy.
Well,
you want to see the bums be exposed? You want them to flip it out for you? Get out of here.
I just noticed that there was a lot of smack talk on my matchup, and I completely missed all this action, which is a shame. I need to pay better attention to the smackboard so I can get some of this good stuff during the games. But yes, the ref
would have made a difference.
Huh?
You had seen this smack?
Maybe. Who knows? You never know. The Rough Riders lose 75-92 to the T-Piss Bros. But let's be honest. Nobody thought Dwyer was going to get negative 1 point. Nobody. Like, if you poll the population of fantasy football owners and you say, how many points is Dwyer going to get this week? They're probably saying 10, 12, maybe 15. That's probably where 90-95% of the people are going to vote.
I would have said 5.
And, yeah, so nobody expected that.
Yeah.
And what happened
to you're right. I didn't see Dwyer getting negative 1, but I saw Mark Ingram getting negative 1. But he got 2, so.
Well, he's been on fire lately.
On fire.
Yeah, on fire.
Awful.
He's been
why would you start him?
He's been on fire lately. That's
I see
why.
The number 6 team in the playoff bracket is going to fall off real quick.
Really? Oh, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why?
Why did you pick up 4 terrible running backs? Donald Brown, Alex Green.
No, Donald Brown's been on fire too. Actually.
That's an odd move.
They're saving him. You didn't know that? You don't watch Colts games, obviously. Because it's obvious that they're saving him.
Well, I've watched both games. I've seen the vision of Donald Brown's running back ways. I've seen how this guy runs the ball.
And you, not good?
No. No.
My team is scary good.
So bad.
Arian Foster, feared. Reggie Wayne, feared. Calvin Johnson, double feared. Aaron Rodgers.
Why would somebody be afraid of Calvin Johnson?
Because all he does is put up numbers.
All he does.
140, 140, 207, 129, 135, 164, 111. Three touchdowns in the last 3 games.
How many touchdowns all season?
3 touchdowns in the last 3 games. They're going to Calvin Johnson.
What about Reggie Wayne?
What do you mean, what about the most targeted? The most targeted wide receiver in all of football? Is that the Reggie Wayne you're talking about? The most upside in
the 3 touchdowns.
All of football? Is that the Reggie Wayne you're talking about? I'm just checking.
I'm talking about the one who's had like 2 double-digit performances. In the second half of the season.
You mean the guy that gets 7, 8, 9 catches a game? Is that the one you're talking about?
I'm talking about the one who doesn't get in the end zone.
So, this was a tough loss for the Rough Riders, but, I mean, they're in control of their own destiny. They're going to make the playoffs. They have an easy Week 13 matchup taking on the mismanaged Tomatoes. Nobody worry about the Rough Riders. They're going to be okay. And, again, they are scary good. Scary good.
Antonio Gabe.
I'm afraid.
next matchup. Galabra
versus 2 weeks in a row.
Galabra versus Lazy King. Galabra gets his fourth win, 106-64. And the Lazy Kings, they're the worst. They're the worst team that actually puts some effort in to this league. I mean he tries, he doesn't try really hard. But he does at least set his lineup. It's just really bad.
He is doing very well in his Yahoo League.
Yeah. He's probably winning it. Probably undefeated.
He's undefeated in his Yahoo League.
He has all the best players.
He can't lose.
Yeah, can't lose.
We're going to call him Parker Lewis.
Look at him. Well, hold on. I'm looking at
the bench points.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at Galabra, and oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Talk about bench points. Like, his bench could have beaten my starting lineup last week. And the Bum's starting lineup last week. And your starting lineup, B. Diddy.
My bench.
And Team Canada.
Starting lineup.
And Team WinRAR.
You're naming a bunch of bad teams.
She did,
that's
yeah.
That's the point. When your bench is better than half the league's starters.
Yeah, but.
It means half the league sucks.
Galabra isn't even going to make the playoffs. Like, he's out of the playoffs. He has no chance.
No, he can make it.
No, we can't.
No, I don't think he can.
There's 1 week left.
He can't make it.
He can't make it.
You have to have six wins to get into the playoffs. That's a minimum.
Because if he can make it, that means I can make it.
Yeah,
and
no.
I can make
six
it.
Wins is in. You have to have six wins to get in.
I mean, it's a very narrow window of possibility. Like,
no, it's mathematically impossible.
No,
really?
Yes.
Trying to wish him into the playoffs.
It can't happen.
Take your fairy tales on somewhere, Barry.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, technically, a 5-win team could get in.
No, because the one would have a one. Oh yeah, I see what you're doing. Because they would have a tie.
Can't get in.
All right.
I would just like to make a request for next year.
Yeah. What's the request?
We cut two teams from this league.
Oh yeah. No. Bros out. Absolutely. Completely out. WinRAR, he's out.
Well, you can't take out Bros if they win the championship.
No, I'm taking out Bros if they win the championship. I'm taking them out extra. I'm kicking them out. I'm going to put them back in just so I can kick them out again. So I agree with
but
you,
like
Tomato.
12, having 14 teams with the amount of owners who do not know what they're doing.
How many times are you going to say having 14 teams?
What happened was
having 14. Okay, we heard you the first time. What are you, a feedback loop?
I'm sorry, I'm really tired. It's been a stressful week.
Calm down.
Get out of here.
Acting like a woman.
Yeah. Speaking of acting like women.
Whoa.
E. Diddy.
Whoa.
How's the cheerleading situation?
Whoa. 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 Don't go there. Yeah. Dude, next matchup.
You didn't make the cheerleading squad. Don't go over there.
Yeah.
Bobby Diddy.
Yeah. Watch yourselves. I'll kick you out of the league and keep WinRAR. With Team WinRAR versus I'm Not a Racist, WinRAR puts up 64. I'm Not a Racist, 113. Let me take a quick look at the quick box score. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Last matchup.
Let's just talk about the racists real quick. This is a fluke. Patriots can't play the Jets every week. Point one.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Didn't we just already talk about that? The Patriots can't play the Jets every week.
Yeah, we kind of did.
Think of your own business. Get off of that.
Yeah, get off.
Point two.
14 teams.
Point two. He's going to say something again. Come on.
Dez Bryant is not going to catch two touchdown passes more than
twice. Well, no, Miles Austin can't get injured every week. Or wait.
He's
maybe he can.
What about Roddy? You know, his fluky 5 points.
Is that fluky?
No, or is that Roddy? On the high numbers.
See.
Roddy White's been having a few off weeks in here and there.
You're like, an off week.
I have an off week.
No, he's off white. What?
Oh.
Whoa. All right, last matchup.
Throwing up the donut.
No. Last matchup. Team Canada versus straight trash homie Canada. Putting up 81. Put up a fight. But can't overcome 97 points. And that's just too bad because this probably was your last chance to try to get into the playoffs. And now, you know, you only have a potential for 5 wins. So you're officially out.
Yeah.
Good first season though. I mean, 4 wins, you can't ask for much more. You are in Canada and, you know, you're going up against teams like the Rough Riders. I'm kind of a legend in this league in terms of fantasy ownership. So, I mean, I think you did well for a rookie.
I'm 2-0 against the Rough Riders.
Like, I would give you the Fantasy Owner Rookie of the Year award.
Okay.
Really?
Give it to the bros.
The guy who
he did it. That should be a league manager's poll.
Yeah, I can do that. The Fantasy Owner Rookie of the Year. I'll work on that. Probably not until after next week, though. Because Canada could ruin it in the last week.
So can we do predictions in the playoffs if they started today?
Hold on. Well, let's talk about this matchup real quick. And then, we can.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just asking.
I just have one thing to say about this matchup.
Okay.
If I would have started Bryce Brown, I would have won. Wait, I probably would have still lost. Let me see this math.
No, you would have won.
I would have won.
Bryce Brown was a beast. I don't know why you didn't start him.
Well, because I kind of hearken back to some advice someone gave me to start your best players, you know, the people that you trade for, start them, right?
Yeah, but
so
you didn't trade
Fred Jackson.
Jalen Parmalee.
Jalen Parmalee? You traded for him? The best player?
Is that the injured reserve?
No. That was just a matchup, right?
I would start Bryce Brown this week.
I played the matchup for the flex, yeah?
Bryce Brown.
It's Bryce Brown.
What does Philadelphia have?
Yeah.
Philadelphia has nothing. They have no passing attack. They have no defense. They have no running attack. Start Bryce Brown.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like you in the shower.
Commander, you have one more win than me this season. That means you know fantasy football, you know, like 1% more than me.
Hold your tongue for a second, Team Canada. I was TPS NFL champion last year. I just had an off year this time.
You got so lucky last year.
Exactly. But wait, is that why all this season everyone's going on about fraud wins? Did you coin the term?
he is the original fraud.
We should just start calling it pulling a tomato.
You are the original fraud.
No,
fraud
you are the original fraud. You frauded your way to a fraud championship last year that you should not have won.
McClain, was I the best team last year?
No.
You were after Glabra gifted you the championship.
Yeah. He pretty much just gave it to you. Here you go. Here's some free players. I don't need them.
I agree with that.
This year
you can all agree Glabra is to blame.
The only person you trade rape was a handicapped guy who has Down syndrome. And then when you got it done back to you, you weren't too happy.
Wow.
A handicapped
guy. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Did you?
I did say it.
He went there.
I went there. So now Tomato is attacking handicapped people. Literally raping them for players.
Which is totally uncalled for and unnecessary.
Sandusky.
That's messed up, Tomato.
Yes, your name is Sandusky. Tomato and Sandusky.
Canada, this all generated from talking about your matchup. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Franchise, you wanted to get into some projected playoffs if they started today predictions. So these aren't the playoffs that will actually happen. But franchise wants to predict the games if they would happen. Is that right?
This is how it's going to play out.
Okay, go ahead.
So what they have for projected for the championship, not the championship that Tomato will win this year because he is a chump, but for the real Paulers.
Okay.
The first matchup was going to be the T-Piss Bros at number 8 against Team Bowser.
Bros, right? That's an easy one.
Everyone's got Bros. You can't pick Bowser there.
The Bros is gonna actually come on. He's gonna set his lineup. He's gonna put the fryers down at McDonald's, and he's gonna say, "Hey, I've got to make these guys win."
I've been trying to awaken the beast over the last few weeks.
Yeah, you're the snitch. Get out of here.
All right, next matchup.
The next matchup is I Am Not a Racist versus Straight Trash Homie. Now this is a toss up.
Coin flip.
This could be either one, but I would say that I would go with Straight Trash Homie on this one.
If the playoffs started today.
If the playoffs started today.
Okay.
Now the next matchup would be the Rough Riders versus the 254 Boys. And we all know how that is because the 254 Boys are 2-0 against the Rough Riders.
Well, you know that the hardest thing in sports to do is beat the same team 3 times. If you look at the stats, 95% of the time, the team that has lost twice wins that third game. Do not go against the stats here.
What about the Cowboys and the Redskins? The Cowboys whipped them 6 times straight on Thanksgiving until this year.
Fluke. Ooh,
statistics.
Fluke.
Beat the Rough Riders 3 times the first year. In 1 year.
So I'm due, then, is what you're saying, McLean.
Yeah, another ass whipping. So the 254 boys are going on to the next round.
Hop with it.
Now this next matchup is one. It's going to be. It's. I think he can pull it out. It's going to be the Brownies versus the Bums. I think that the Brownies can pull this one out because the Bums have a lot of injuries. If the playoffs started today.
Okay.
The Brownies could beat the Bums. That would be it. So, that's your first round. Now, you go on to round 2. Let's see, we got the Bros and Straight Trash Homie. The Bros again.
Yeah, you gotta give it to the Bros.
You gotta step away. He's gonna step away from the Big Macs. He's gonna call out sick that day. And he's gonna give it to the Straight Trash Homies.
But not like Tomato gives it to him. We're clear.
Gross.
Tomato gives it to him between the cheeks.
Yeah, so not like that.
You say I'm done. I just pick on Tomato. It's all right, Tomato. Get your hanky out and, you know, dry it up. It'll be all right. So then the next round will be the Brownies and the 254 Boys. This is also another. It's a flip, but I have to give it to the 254 guys.
Are you serious?
And then you end up winning the championship.
I was going to give it to the Bros. While you were
damn! Oh snap! Where did that come from?
Wow!
Okay. I agree with mostly everything you've said. If the playoffs started today, except for the Rough Riders winning it all. That's the only thing I would change. What about you, McLean?
And then you woke up.
McLean woke.
I would have Chalk.
Just go into a seating.
That's how I do it.
Canada, what about you? If the playoffs started today, who would you have winning it all?
Either Bums or... Yeah, I'm going to go Bums.
What? Wow. Bums. They're the worst team in this league.
They're injured.
And they're terrible.
They get the wins. Find these wins.
No.
All their good players are hurt.
And they're terrible.
You're not going to get these kinds of wins out of these players every week. You're not going to get these points out of the guys he has subbed in every week.
And don't forget, they're terrible. That's an important fact.
I say the Brownies go up next. The Bros can be beaten.
You guys heard my prediction. You don't like it, but that's my prediction.
I have Team Canada.
Absolutely wrong. That's all.
Winning it all.
Winning the bad playoffs? The not playoffs?
After you lose again.
Yeah.
I have you missing the playoffs.
Oh, whoa. You got me out of the playoffs?
Yeah.
That's a long way from winning it.
If the playoffs started next week.
Well,
I have Glabra winning the loser playoffs.
I got Chuck Norris winning loser playoffs. Yeah, Chuck Norris.
Mater's winning it.
Guys, we should hype up the matchup, Rough Riders versus
Tomaters,
because that is an underdog special.
That's a matchup that matters. What? No, that's a matchup that could change.
What does that even mean?
The playoffs.
Yeah, because it could knock E. Diddy out of the playoffs.
Well, I'm going to. I am going to end Tomaters' season next Monday. His season officially will be over, and the league can thank me on the next update. I'm calling.
What if you win? Players playing on Monday.
We can put it on the board.
Put it board that.
Board it. So we're putting it on the board.
I will be ending Tomaters' season on Monday. Yeah, Tomater. It doesn't matter what your players do on Monday, because it's going to be so far out of reach, it won't matter.
So you got Dwyer getting positive 1 point.
I got Dwyer in the green.
What happens here if Arian Foster breaks the leg?
What do you mean? Are you trying to curse?
What happens if Arian Foster breaks a leg?
He'll tweet a picture of it. That's what he'll do. That's what happens. He tweets a picture and I still win. Going away.
And then Jeff Forsett will carry the team with another 80-yard run.
Okay, hold on. Okay, let's get into this football thing real quick, okay? I don't know if you guys watched the Thanksgiving game, but it's an outrage what happened to the Detroit Lions. The referees botched a call, and then because of the worst rule in NFL history.
Wait. A call?
Oh, okay. All the calls. Many calls. But there was one. There was one in particular that cost the Lions a touchdown when a guy was laying down doing snow angels on the field. No one around him within 5 or 10 yards. He's doing snow angels. And then he gets up and runs into the end zone. And because the Lions are trained to play real football, you know, football within the rules of when you're down doing snow angels, that the play is over, they stop. And then he prances into the end zone. And because of the dumbest rule of all time, Jim Schwartz, because he's emotional and he cares, throws out the challenge flag. They can't review the play. Really? Really, NFL? That's what you're going to do to your product? You're going to ruin football on Thanksgiving for millions upon millions of viewers? Wow. Great job.
Yeah, it was
my Thanksgiving.
What do you mean?
It was made better, actually.
Yeah, and McClain on Twitter trolling Detroit Nation, Lions Nation.
Detroit Nation?
Yeah, Detroit Nation. I'm part
Can
of
I
Detroit.
Can I tweet all three of you?
That was
a Thanksgiving tradition to watch the Lions lose.
It is. And so is watching Ndamukong Suh kick somebody.
Now that's a good tradition. Now you guys agree with me, right? He did it on purpose, but he didn't do it on purpose. I don't know if you know what I mean by that.
Like, accidentally on purpose?
Yeah. It's just one of those things of like, You know, when you're walking by
muscle
somebody.
Muscle memory, when you're going down that way, you just got to throw that leg and cleat out.
Yeah. I would have done the same thing. I mean.
Maybe he was just, there was just a lot of force on that leg whipping it around. It's really not Ndamukong's fault. It's the guy who was tackling Ndamukong.
It was Matt Schaub's fault for being a quarterback.
For the say.
Why wasn't Matt Schaub wearing a cup?
Well,
now, only you would notice that Matt Schaub isn't wearing a cup.
I mean, if it's such a big problem that Ndamukong Suh kicked in the nuts, like, that's what cups are for, to protect the family.
How do you know he wasn't wearing a cup?
I don't. But
you just said he wasn't wearing a cup.
I assume he wasn't because I was playing such a big goddamn deal about it.
A big what?
How would you know he's not wearing a cup? You were sitting in front of your TV zooming in, weren't you?
He was watching the replay.
Were you rubbing
a cup there?
Were you rubbing your LCD?
He has his TiVo remote and he has it on pause. And he's
HD, PVR, slow-mo.
Reverse angle.
I'm going to look and see if he doesn't have a cup. He doesn't have a cup.
I knew it. I could tell.
Oh.
And then let's watch it again. Kleenex.
That's me.
So
stop, please. Don't ever talk about somebody not wearing a cup on this podcast again.
Or you can.
It's uncalled for, Sandusky.
All right, anything else happening in the NFL? Besides Thanksgiving being ruined for millions upon millions? Because we got to get into these power rankings.
They don't do very often on Thanksgiving. They lost.
Who?
The Cowboys.
Who cares about the Cowboys?
They'll win.
That's what I said, something that they never do on Thanksgiving. They never lose. They lost. That was a shock within itself.
What was the third game on Thanksgiving?
It was the Patriots, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. That was a bad game.
Who'd they play? Was that the one they played the Jets?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was really bad. I didn't even watch that. That was unwatchable.
Yep.
Jets are bad. All right, now we can get into the power rankings, the Week 12 power rankings. And this is the first power rankings that I've actually agreed with all season. Like, I feel like the rankings are pretty good. I get it. I understand. Like, this is legit rankings, except for one team. There's only one team that I would move up. And it might shock you, but the Rough Riders really need to be in the top five. Like, everyone else can stay the same or just move everyone down one and put the Rough Riders in the top five. But other than that, finally you got it right. Finally. What took you so long?
I don't know. It took my team getting injured. And it took the bros getting healthy.
That's
the only big movement, right?
Well, no. The bums are finally sixth where they belong.
Oh yeah, it took me here too.
Yep. I'm not a racist, straight trash. I mean, Team Bowser is a little bit overrated, but I could see an argument for putting him in the top five. I get it. The bros have good players. I get it. He's a good team. He could win it all. That's too bad, but he could win it all. But you know, next week, let's just bump the Rough Riders up a couple. And then I think you got it. I think you've nailed it. Bad teams on the bottom, good teams on top. You just forgot
you
one.
You still have Mark Ingram?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Dwyer?
Oh, yeah. You mean the starter in Pittsburgh? Yeah. Got him. Locked up.
And Gates?
Oh, Hall of Fame tight end? Yep. Got him.
All right. You're not moving.
There was a poll in this, three playoff spots up for grab, and who's going to be on the outside looking in. And right now, 43% of the owners are voting for the mismanaged tomatoes. That's not necessarily a vote for the mismanaged tomatoes or against them, I guess. That's really a vote of confidence for the Rough Riders, because that's who the Tomatoes are playing this week. Proving that these owners, the owners in this league, understand how good the Rough Riders are. Scary good.
No, he says nobody likes Tomatoes.
Is that what it's saying?
That's exactly what it's saying. No offense, Tomatoes.
All right, are we ready for pick'ems now? I got the matchups already
we
chosen.
We talking about this week's matchups?
Yeah, didn't we?
No,
we didn't.
No. Only about the Rough Riders and Tomatoes.
Oh, the only one that mattered. Well, who else is playing? I already closed my tab.
There's Glauber and the Bros.
Ooh.
Glauber played really well, so he could knock out the Bros.
Oh, playing Spoiler.
Yeah.
Hey, that would actually help. If Glauber could be good enough, at least for 1 week, to knock the Bros out, that would help us out a lot. So do us a solid, Bourne. Who else? What's another matchup?
Team Canada is going to try to not be the worst team by beating the Lady King.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got it in you. I think you can take out Lazy Kings. I'd be surprised if he set his lineup this week.
I think he'll set it. It's the last game, so.
All right, who's next?
There's Bombs versus I'm Not a Racist.
Yeah.
That's probably for playoff seeding.
Yeah. Whatevs. Next.
Homies and Chuck Norris. Eh. Chuck Norris still has a shot at making the playoffs.
But he has to
because
win.
Because of the draw.
But
the
he, needs,
game.
He needs help, though, right? Even if he wins, he needs help.
Well, you said he's going to get help from you beating the Tomatoes.
That's true.
Then he'd only need...
Welcome to the playoffs, Chuck Norris. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, he took a shot.
Well, a couple more matchups. Who else?
Me versus Team PS Addiction.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I called that you're not making the playoffs, and this is the final straw. This is where you don't make the playoffs. This is that part of the movie, in the fantasy football movie that we make, where you don't make the playoffs.
Heartbreak. Well, I've never beaten PS Addiction. I think they're the only team I've never beat.
You're 0 for lifetime against them?
0 for lifetime.
Okay.
I think I played them twice.
The Mexico overs.
But he might, like, right now he's predicted to play start today, to play. So maybe he's going to just start, try to bump down in the seating. No one wants the Bros.
Nobody wants the Bros. Is that the last one? Or is there one more?
I think
that's all of them.
Oh, Franchise and WinRAR.
Oh, Franchise gets a free win. Versus WinRAR. Okay, now for the pick'ems. If you followed on Twitter, you can tell that I'm still leading this group in pick'em points.
We're tied.
But I'm leading. Like, my name is ahead of your name, so technically I'm in first. Sure, we would share,
in alphabetical order.
Share the title if it ended today, but good thing it doesn't end today.
Is there a tiebreaker?
I don't know. Actually, I would have to make B. Smith do something. Something that was annoying that he hated to choose a tiebreaker.
We could do, like, who's had most perfect seeding weeks.
Oh, that would be me. By a landslide.
Would that be you?
Oh, easy.
All right, then I guess we can agree on that, then.
Whoa! No, this
would be you.
No, I can't make that rule because it's not my winnings. We would have to let B. Smith make that rule on what the tiebreaker would be. But let's be honest here, there's not going to be a tie.
Oh, I agree.
I've got this in the bag. If you've seen my picks over the last 7 weeks, I'm virtually flawless. So, I know you think you're going to do something here, but it's not going to happen. Sorry to break it to you. All right, you guys ready for the...
Tied.
Are you guys, well, but I'm winning.
I don't have to do anything.
Okay, let's... matchups. First game. Indianapolis Colts at the Detroit Lions. The Lions -4.5. Colts at Lions. Lions -4.5. Yes, this is the first pick, Tomato.
Sorry, I was away.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Lions.
Colts.
Colts?
Colts.
All right.
I'm feeling lucky.
No, this is actually the Lions. The Lions are angry about what happened on Thanksgiving. They've had a little bit extra time because of the game being on Thursday. They're rested, and they're going to come to play.
But the question is, has Ndamukong Suh been suspended?
No, and he's not. Maybe a fine, but nothing's going to happen. He's playing.
So, oh, really? Okay, then.
So the I got the Detroit Lions. I have no problem putting that out there. I got the Detroit Lions in this game. McLean?
Well, you said the Lions are angry, right?
They're really angry.
Last time they were angry, I don't think they won another game all season. So I'm going to take Colts.
All right, Canada. You thought that was funny. What about your pick?
I don't trust Detroit.
Really?
Colts.
Oh, gosh. Franchise? Come on. Detroit Lions.
Well, hate to say this, but Andrew Luck is kind of hot right now.
Whoa, tomato. Wait a minute. Am I talking to Tomato here?
Calling hot franchise?
Am I talking to Tomato here? What's going on?
Not hot like that clown over there would be saying. He's got a hot hand.
Whoa!
Hot hand. All right.
Whoa.
Not tomato hot hand, because you know tomato likes warm hands. Warm man hands.
Whoa. All right, so you got the Lions?
Go with the Lions.
All right. Next matchup. Coin flip matchup. Cleveland Browns at the Oakland Raiders. Oakland minus a half a point.
Why are we picking this?
Half a point.
Half a point.
Half a point?
Half a point. Come on.
It's the Raiders.
Raiders. Canada?
Wow. Was it that rough?
I'm going to take the Browns.
Franchise? You got a call.
Wow. Somebody.
That was me. Has
a cute ringtone. We're going to go Browns here.
All right. I'm going Browns. McLean?
I'm going to go Raiders.
All right. Next matchup. Philadelphia Eagles at the Cowboys. Oh, my gosh. Philadelphia at Dallas Cowboys. Dallas -9.5. Now, this is a rivalry game. So, throw out the records in this game. But -9.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Yeah, I think you're right. -9.5. The Cowboys are bad enough to play down to the Eagles level. So I'm going Eagles too. Franchise, you got to go Eagles.
Do you even have to ask?
Nope. Don't even have to ask. Canada?
Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Come on, McLean. Do the right thing.
Yeah, this one's easy. 9.5 is ridiculous. And the Cowboys are at home, which is a disadvantage. I'm going to go Eagles.
In the last matchup, the New York Giants at the Washington Redskins. The Redskins.
Wait, can we pick a better game than this?
Why?
Yeah.
+2.5.
Yeah.
Come on.
Name a better game.
Cardinals Jets.
No!
It'll be a tighter game.
Broncos Buccaneers.
No! -6.5 Broncos? No. That's not a better game. Try again. There isn't a better game. I already checked.
Buccaneers are good.
Steelers Ravens.
No.
6.5.
No.
What about, Falcons at Saints.
Without Big Ben, we already know that they're going to run over the Steelers.
No,
yeah, I game
close, close last time they played. Kept it close.
Yeah, but they had Big Ben then.
No, they didn't.
Didn't they hurt Big Ben in that game?
No, they had the second guy.
They had Leftwich.
Cotry.
Yeah, left.
Leftwich, not Cotry. Cotry's a wide receiver.
The best matchup is the Giants at the Redskins. Redskins plus 2.5.
I'm going Redskins.
What?
Two and a half?
Yeah, plus two and a half.
I'm going Redskins.
Giants.
I'm going Redskins, too. I think you guys are underestimating the Redskins.
Giants by four.
Four? The Giants have been barely winning games lately.
The Giants are not good.
They are a shell of their former teams.
Right.
They can't.
They got blown out by Cincinnati Bengals.
What do they do against Green Bay?
Green Bay is bad this year.
Green Bay is horrible this year. I mean, they're beating up on bad teams. I mean, look.
No, Green Bay, they're coming off their bye week. They were ready.
The only bad team that's beaten them all year is Dallas.
Seeing who?
The Giants. And Philadelphia, they barely lost to Philadelphia. No, every win that the Giants have had has been more than 4 points.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it hasn't. They only beat Washington by 4 points.
I'm going Redskins.
You said more than 4 points.
Sorry, greater than or equal to 4 points.
That's not what you said, though.
Yeah, that's not what you said, clown.
All right, I have the Redskins. Franchise has the Redskins. Tomator, you have the Giants. You already said. Canada?
Giants.
McLean, do the right thing.
Yes. This is easy.
This is not easy. You guys are getting it wrong. Who has the most? The most 4 points a week in this league?
Me.
E Diddy 9.99. I mean. Alright, so there's the matchups. If you missed it, look in the post on the website. It'll be there. And make your picks. Any of these Thursday games? No. So I guess you have until Sunday, thankfully. Lock and picks? No. Alright, that's it, I guess. We're done. Any last words? Anybody? Canada?
Do we have something we have to plug?
Yeah, you're right. Oh, my gosh. I'm terrible at this year. Really bad at this year. But if you're coming to the website, you need to be coming to the website. You need to be paying attention on Twitter because the 2012 shows are about to start. Right now, blog posts are going up every single hour on the hour for nominations for things like your PSN month of the year. Or the top game you haven't played this year. Nominate in those posts by a comment or hashtags on Twitter. If you look at the post, you'll find out what hashtag to use so that we can have the greatest showies of all time. In a couple weeks' time, I'm going to be putting up the post so everyone can vote in those awards so that come New Year, we can have our 2012 Showies Awards. It's an all-day event. I mean, we'll be on the air from dusk till dawn, doing showies. All the shows are involved. T-Suck, BZTP, Boom Podcast, Fire Vader, the TBS NFL Update owners. Everyone's welcome. Chat room's going to be banging, so nominate now. Oh, I forgot everything burrito. Tomator's going to be there.
You forgot
Mass T-Piss Theater. Mass T-Piss Theater is going to be there. We're going to reveal the T-Pisser of the Year, the Podcast of the Year. You don't want to miss any of this. T-Piss personalities like B-Smith3258, Redfield. Personalities
he be showing up
like Confusing Cat. might commission a poster from PK07. Classic. What about old classes like Cockenard? Huh? Whoever the could forget. We'll probably see none of those people, but be here and look at the PlayStationShow.com. There's a special blog that has all of this information. It's on the left side, the 2012 showies. You'll be able to find all of the nomination posts, all of the information of when the show is going live. You'll be able to find the polls when they go up. And also follow Twitter, PlayStation Show, on Twitter. You'll be able to find all of that information there as well.
Will I be there?
Of course. Personalities Like Franchise will be there. Pantera Down 2 will be there.
Pantera Down Syndrome.
Pantera Down Syndrome will be there. All the people that you love to hear. All the game eaters. So everything PlayStation related, everything game related, everything 2012 is going down here at the PlayStationShow.com. And you don't want to miss it. But if you do miss it, it'll be archived, so you'll be able to download it. So you don't actually have to be there to enjoy it. But you'll want to be there because we're also giving away prizes. I forgot about this. We're giving away prizes. And by prizes, I mean audio for you to listen to live. but maybe I will find a prize to give away. You never know. There might be a random drawing. I might give away an extra game or two I have sitting around. Or I might not. You got to be there to find out. Anything else? Anything else? I think that's it.
Vote for Disturbed Poppy.
Yeah. As a host of the year. We're going to have a host of the year category. Who's the best podcast host? And I guess we can just call this a blossoming interconnected community thing. Driven off of multiple websites. Not all in one place anymore.
And a new website is coming up soon.
Yeah, there, and another additional website for you to go to is getting created soon. So I guess that's it. Sing along in our ending music as we cheer on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Whoops, my bad. Hold on. Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.